Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the 2020 Reese's Senior Bowl with Khalid Hudson. What's it like being down here, just kind of being part of the atmosphere and being, I guess, you know, around all these scouts and coaches that want to know so much about you?
Yeah, man, it's a good feeling, man. Just blessed to be down here, you know, with all these guys, you know, around all these scouts, having a chance to talk to them, having a chance to, you know, let them get a chance to know me. And, you know, giving them a chance that they can see me on the field doing what I do.
Now, we see a lot of frames down here. I mean, how much time you spend? You're pretty bulked up. I mean,
yeah.
You like that weight room?
Yeah, I love the weight room. You know, I love, you know, looking strong and also being strong. So, you know, just working hard every day so I can always, you know, maintain my strength and, you know, always get stronger every day is, you know, main focus of mine.
Now, I got to ask you this. Now, I assume you're probably somewhere training, getting ready for, where are you working out at?
I'm working out in Santa Ana, California.
With who?
Pro Ag Group.
Okay. How long you been down there?
I've been down there since January 2nd, so close to a month. But
All right. So
about 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks.
So, okay. How many times has Khalid Hudson looked in the mirror just kind of seeing the definition and change?
I look here and there, but I'm always focused. I'm always focused on just working out every day, just trusting the process and just knowing I'll get stronger and faster, you know, whatever I need will happen.
Excellent. Now, I mean, you're down here. I mean, if we pop on the tape, you're in that film room with these scouts. I mean, what are they going to love about you? What are those hallmark abilities right here? They man, like, you really do these things well.
They're going to see the way I work. You know, I'm always running to the ball. You know, I'm always looking to, for any advantage on the field to, you know, through splits. You know, I'm always just, you know, trying to make everybody better on the team and, you know, being physical and getting to the ball.
Yeah. Anything go unnoticed? I mean, we know you're a weight room warrior. Maybe you're a film junkie, team captain.
You know, they'll say I'm a very versatile player.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I line up in the box. Sometimes I'm at deep safety. Sometimes I'm blitzing off the edges. Sometimes I'm blitzing in the middle. So you never really know where I'll be at. You know, I got a big toolbox, so, you know, I just want to be able to show and prove that I can do everything.
And I think that position, I mean, you know, if you had 141 tackles, they'd be like, well, what's he like in coverage? And if you had, you know, 9 interceptions, they want to know what you're in the box. Do you get, not a criticism, but do you kind of see that balance where you kind of, if you do this too well, they kind of wonder what you can do on the other side.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, you know. I mean, that's just the life.
Yeah,
you
it's just
live.
It is. It's part of it. It's just like a tight end. If you have 140 catches, you're not a good blocker.
Yeah.
If you don't have textures, then you're not a good catcher.
There's always going to be some people, you know, doubting you or, you know, not or don't believe that you can do something. But then more the people who are going to push you to work even harder.
Now, this is a cliche question, but I really think it allows our audience to kind of get a better feel for what you bring and who, you know, you might be at that next level. I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody that's at the National Football League level now?
You know, guys tell me, like, I got the same build as, like, Shaq Thompson coming out of college and, you know, like, Landon Collins. I heard that a couple times. And
with that said, I mean, is there any possibility for a linebacker type role?
So, I mean, there could be.
I mean, if they want, I mean, like I said, if they probably want you to be a long snapper, you're like a long snapper.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I could be, you know, a linebacker. I could be a box safety. Wherever they put me at, you know, it really don't matter. You know, I'm really just going to play as hard as I can. You know, I'm going to give it all every day and hope for the best.
I was talking to Jim Nagy earlier, and I was like, you know, what do you, you know, so, you know, tell me a little bit. He's like, I'm excited about the secondary this guy. And you're like probably my fourth secondary guy. I mean, you guys are just so darn big this year, man.
Yeah.
I mean, really. I tell you, when you said the Landon Collins, man, I just think, man, you got to be fierce. Before we let you go, we always like to have some fun. We don't want to keep it from everybody else, but we call it 3 and out. Mm-hmm. So a couple off the wall questions. You ready to count those?
Yeah.
Any pregame rituals?
No pregame rituals. We always, you know, listen to music. Always look at this picture of my father.
Okay. Is he passed?
Yeah, he passed.
Okay, so just okay. So that gives you a little mental prep. Mm-hmm. Got to boost you up.
Yeah, just, you know, it just reminds me who I'm doing it for, and you know who's looking down on you every day.
Yeah, man, that's pretty cool. And hopefully you can continue to do that and do it in an NFL locker room. Down here, man. I mean, what's that one thing you just kind of want to just showcase to these guys? I mean, you're going to be on the field in about an hour and a half. I mean, what's that one thing?
My versatility.
Yeah.
I want them to be able to know that I could play at any position, no matter if it's defense or end. Like, it don't matter.
Yeah.
I'll be there, and I'll be doing it 110 miles per hour every play.
You know what? And I got to ask you this. I usually have another question, but I'm going to just end it on this one because you come across as a really nice kid. Really nice kid, but you're ferocious out there. When does nice Khalik Hussain kind of switch into the guy we see on the field?
Soon as I step on the turf.
Oh, really?
Soon as I step on the turf. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get on a bus to go to this or go to practice or anywhere, you know, I put my music in, you know, kind of just like, I don't like to talk much. I just like to put my music in, get my mind right for practice, and when I'm on the field, you know, I'm a whole different person.
Awesome. All right, folks, if you know, I'm doing the interview face-to-face today. So, like I said, he got a big, bright smile. His eyes smile. He just seems like a happy kid, real nice attitude. But, again, like I said, you see him play. It's a whole different story. But, Khalik, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by the show. And best of luck to you. We'd like to say stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
This has been a C2P exclusive.